It's okay. Today is August the 19th.
Yes.
Sunday morning in Beverly Hills. This is Eileen Ford going to interview Sonia Wolfson. I thought we would start with something very basic. Why don't you tell me where you grew up, when you were born, where you grew up, and if there were any people in your family that were artists or interested in art?
I was born in Gomel, which I always said I was born in Moscow, thinking it was a suburb of Moscow, but it wasn't. It was in different gubernia. Now, whether a gubernia means a state or a county, I don't know enough Russian to know. I've forgotten. I asked someone once. We came to New York when I was 1 year and 8 months old. My brother was 3 and a half, and my sister was 2 months old, I think. My father came here ahead of us, and we lived in New York until I was 18. And then we moved out here for my father's health. He had tuberculosis. And out here, my parents separated. Anyway, my interest in art stems from the fact that when I was a child, we didn't have money to go to the movies or anything, and I would go to the Brooklyn Art Museum, Metropolitan, you know, wherever I could that was free. And I came out here, and my first job was with the American Red Cross of New York. And when I came out here for the first few months, it was the only time in my life I didn't have to work, and I got very bored not working, so I went down to the Red Cross and did some volunteer work.
Well, what year was this?
Pardon?
When did you move?
1918. And then when their roll call campaign came, Mr. Guy W. Finney was doing their publicity, and he hired me to work with him. Well, he started a magazine called the California Graphic. And so I was told to phone theaters and so forth and get a chronicle of events.
Mm-hmm.
So I had listings of what was at the theaters, what was at art galleries, what was at concert halls, and so forth.
Sort of the calendar of events.
Yes. And then he once had extra room, and he said, why don't you describe one of the paintings or something? So I called the Kamst Art Gallery, which was in Hollywoodland, and asked him to describe one of the paintings by Hans Dahl, which he did. And I don't know why I got the idea that it was a very dramatic girl in a rowboat, Norwegian fjord, and she was on the edge of I don't know what. Anyway, I found out the following Saturday, I got someone to drive me up to the Kamst Gallery, and it was a very calm, serene painting, not at all as I described it. So I vowed never again to write about anything that I didn't personally view and react to.
Good idea.
And that's how I got started.
I see.
And gradually I had a half column, and then I had a whole page of art reviews. Of course, in those days, there weren't very many galleries in town. There was the Los Angeles County Museum, which was at Exposition Park at the time. There was Jake Zeitlin Bookshop, then was down on 6th Street, and he had a small gallery. There were the Dalzell Hatfield galleries, the Stendhal galleries. Altogether, I think there were 6 galleries in town. And in Pasadena, there was the Grace Nicholson Gallery and the Jewel Kiewitz Gallery at the Vista Del Roya Hotel. Now, I didn't have a car in those days, so I, you know, traveled by streetcar or got a lift to the very